Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. We're not trying to sell you a product or solicit a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in New Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. Just a moment, please. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Yes, very interested.
Thank you. Do you define your racial classification as African American or Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
Black.
Thank you. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
Not at all satisfied.
Thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
When you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
A little confidence.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. No, I'll send it to no confidence.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Thank you. Now, I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one is, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Or, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving the New Orleans public school buildings.
Well, that's a tough one because things are very expensive. I do think it should be a private. I'm gonna have to go with the second one.
With the second
homeowners.
Okay, thank you. There's no right or wrong answer, by the way. It's just based on your opinion, so. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each one of the following, please tell me if you would be not at all influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public. Funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city.
Yes, I'd be very interested.
So you would be strongly influenced or somewhat influenced?
I would be somewhat influenced.
Thank you. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Yes, I agree with that.
So that would be strongly influenced or somewhat influenced to support the 20-year millage renewal?
Somewhat influenced.
Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes?
Very influenced.
Okay, thank you. Learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage?
Yes, very important.
So strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them.
Is it two? Is it somewhat or strongly?
Strongly or somewhat influence to support somewhat. The 20 years. Mm-hmm. Learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Strongly influence.
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
Somewhat influence.
Thank you. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably vote for.
Thank you. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in the New Orleans public school?
Yes.
Are they a teacher at a New Orleans public school?
Who?
Is there anyone, you or anyone in your household, a teacher at a New Orleans public school?
Yes.
A staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
Administrator.
Okay, thank you. Not a teacher?
Not a teacher, he's an administrator.
Okay, thank you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 and above.
31 to 49.
Now stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school.
Graduate.
Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you very much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.